told the trail back, I was talking about the story and the situation that happened where I was on the computer and my ring finger started burning. And on my hand, on my wedding hand, the hand that my wedding ring is supposed to go on. And I was telling y'all the story, the mystery of the voices, what took place and everything, and the dates that I heard, and all of that coincided with the parents that left. And so after this, I went to stay with my friend Lady J and her spouse, and we stayed there for a remainder of the time. We lived with her, and we were supposed to be moving. So back to the mystery of this house. I would visit there often, because the odd part about it is the place that they moved from, it was right by my friend's house. When they moved into the house, I think it was like 3 or so blocks up the street was the exact house that I felt that I was promised, or I was told that I was promised. That was in Arlington, and I would visit there, and I would come by, so to speak, and I would just look, and I would be like, God, I don't know how you're gonna do this, because I felt like I didn't pass the test once before, because I was told to apply to try to pay for rent and everything, because I was jobless, I felt that it was pointless. And so I was following the prophetess at the time, who I fall on and off and on. I still fall off and on. And she had mentioned the fact of how she moved in faith. And she was like, it's a mystery, because she was like, God paid her bills. And that gave me hope. And I was like, maybe God can do this for me. And at the time, it was this lady that popped up on my feed. I don't remember her first name, but her last name was like started with a B. Brave or Bagley something. And she was Christian, and she was talking about how God supernaturally gave her a house within the midst of her not having a job. And it wasn't like the settling details like my story would have went, but it also gave me hope. And so I was like, God, is this the truth, you know? So I visit the house often. I was told to pray over it and certain things. And that brings me to the U-Haul story, which I will talk about next. But it was some strange occurrences that happened during that time while I was in position or at this person's house. So like I said, I had moved in, and we had agreed to pay for rent, and I was fine with that, you know, because why stay at a place and, you know, not have to pay? You know, that's just ridiculous. I wouldn't ever expect a person, especially if they didn't know me like that, you know, they took all kinds of upon the kindness of their heart to let me stay there. But I felt led to quit, and I was waiting on what else. And so I was going to church regularly, and I kept hearing, you know, from church members and stuff, you know, that I need to get a job, and I need to get up about myself, basically, you know, I need to push. And so the way that they was telling me to push, I was feeling led to go the other way. And so I was just like, I'm not trying to be disrespectful, but what? I don't understand this. And so I was like, okay, that's not God, rather. And so as long as I still did my YouTube videos. And in obedience, I still did that. Like I said, I have several of them up on YouTube. And I had heard no more about the ex past 2020. I had figured, you know, that was over and done with, you know, not that he was dead rather. Well, I did think that he had passed, but passed on. Like, I thought that, like, it was like a sudden death in a relationship, like a marriage. Because, long story short, one day, they put me on this, one morning, it may have been a couple of mornings, I had this lingering thoughts about his death, and I prayed against it. I was like, oh, God forbid, I don't want that to happen to anybody else, you know. God, please don't. I don't want that to happen, you know? And I had my treasure prayer. And, because at the time we were still attached. And, it was odd because I no longer had that feeling past beyond going to church. Like, past, I think it was 2021. Because the first half of the part, I had stayed. With Lady J and Mr. S, because I had moved in with them, and then, like, the contract broke, of course, so they expected me to pay rent, and at the time, I was supposed to get my taxes, and I was planning on paying off, like, full debt, but then I thought I felt led to give it to somebody else. I was like, this person is more immediate than these individuals. Like, they have a house, they can take care of themselves, but this person is by herself. It was another person. I will name him another individual that stayed with us in the house. It was like the house was split off. We all stayed in our separate quarters and stuff, and we all prayed and went to church together. It was awesome. I really loved it. But when it all came tumbling down, I felt like it was like everybody turned their back on me because of the situation and the rent. And maybe, you know, it was my fault. I do believe, you know, I take ownership for the consequences of what happened, because initially I didn't plan on doing it. I would never recall to recant to hurt a person like that on purpose. I just barely thought and felt the push that I was gonna get that house. And I was like, God, you closed this door. Why is this the only single door that's open? Going back to my mother, I don't understand. And so, we sort of filled out the pastor had to get into it. Which was really backwards, because he sort of had to save me. He tried to come for my defense, and he was like, I'll pay up for the rent that you needed help with. You know, I just require that you get a job to move further so you can pay past that. And, you know, I was fine with that at first. And then some, it was like, the voice was like, no, don't, You can take care of yourself. You know, you get your money, you get your taxes. And I was like, okay. We'll go that route. Yeah, long story short, I never got that check. Still to this day, I never got my tax income check at all. But stay tuned for a clip of U-Haul, because like I said, I'm tired of recording this piece. I recorded several times. The longer version, if you want to go back, is in the Texas update about the hotel. I think I talked about that, but let's talk about this clip.